Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Ashley Cook, welcome back to the UK.
Thank you guys so much. It's so good to be back.
The last time you were here, you found yourself in the most ridiculous of situations.
I did. It was just
on
horrific.
Public transport.
Oh my God, how could they? Okay. Yeah, no, I was, it was my first time on the tube.
Yeah.
The tube.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to say it right.
You can say tube.
And it was, we were on the way to some interview, I think, or the O2, I forget. It was years ago.
Yeah.
And it was during rush hour. We were just talking about this, bonding over this, because it was during rush hour.
Yeah.
And it was, I swear, it was like sardines. It was, we were pushed in there. The door wouldn't even really close. People's backpacks were getting stuck in the door. Yes. And I was like, are we going to be okay? Like, what is happening?
The last time you were over playing C2C, this was 2023?
I think so.
And then you've done a Jordan, you've been here a few times, right?
Yes. The Jordan Davis tour and stuff. After that, yep.
So do you feel like a little bit at home now when you come over?
Definitely more than I did with the first couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the funny thing with traveling to new places. You know, I think initially you're like, what is this? Why are we on the wrong side of the road? What's going on? Why are there no plugs in the bathroom? What the hell is happening?
Yeah.
And now I feel like I have a little more of a home base. Like we went to Big Ben last night and I was like, seen it. I was like, been here, done that. Yeah, it's cool.
You're like, I already know the time. Yeah. It's fine.
The first time I came over here, I was a little, I don't want to say anxious is the word, but just like, I don't know what to expect. I'd never been here before.
And a whole different place.
I barely had my first project out, you know, very baby artist coming over here. I expected more so than the States to have people not know my music.
Right.
And it blew me away that they knew everything.
Yeah.
It was such a refreshing feeling as a young artist coming over here to have that first experience. Like, honestly, before the States even really caught on. Like, now it's going to be fun to see how things have shifted, because that was 3 years ago when I really hadn't, you know, I'd been kind of on the come up in the States, and now I've had a number one over there and my own headline tour multiple times and all of that. So I'm excited to see, you know, how things have shifted and just see everybody again, because it's been a minute since I've gotten to play over here.
I always think the thing about coming to the UK as an artist is kind of like distance running. Well, I mean, I hate running, but every time I run, I can run a little bit further. And I really see the improvement, like, each time. It's not like something I look back on and be like, oh, it's like every time I run, I can run a little bit further. And I feel like as an artist who comes to the UK, like, every time you come, it's like you can see the difference in the last time that you were here in terms of the size of the crowd or how many people are singing your songs back to you.
Yeah, and I think, too, our show has just grown quite a bit. You know, I have so much new material. I have so much coming in the next, you know, year or so.
Yeah, so what's coming in the next year?
I can't say too much, but I will say a lot of new music.
Okay, and will it be a lot of new music all on one thing?
Yes.
Okie dokie. That's okay, exciting, though. Putting that together, though, must be so exciting.
Really, it has been. Yeah, I put out that Ace project this past November, and that was a really fun project. It was like longer than an EP, shorter than an album, but it just felt like a story. The reason why Ace was so special to me was because it was a lot about the reasons why I didn't put out music for a couple years.
Right.
A lot happened in my family and just personal life before that record came out. So I think for me, Ace was my way of explaining why I didn't, because I didn't have time to write. I didn't have time to create. I didn't want to create. I was kind of burnt out and dealing with so much going on. Like my dad had cancer for the fifth time. My mom had a heart attack. I lost both my grandparents, went through a breakup. Like it was crazy in this time period where Your Place was getting all of this success and my first number one and all this
momentum.
It must
be such a weird kind of, not a disconnect exactly, but just such a weird thing. On the one hand, all these great things are happening. And on the other hand, all these terrible things are happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of artists deal with that. I don't know if many artists deal with that right when momentum starts to pick up for them. Like for me, it was, I've been working at this since I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, I won my first big award with the CMT award. My first number one song, momentum's picking up. What's next? What's the next single? And I was like, I can't function right now. Like everything in my life is crumbling personally. So it was hard to find a way to, you know, want to keep momentum moving, but also try to like take care of myself and my brain and
which
my family.
Is the most important thing, right?
100%.
In that scenario, because
right.
It doesn't matter all the success is coming if you end up like a husk of a human being on
exactly.
the other side of it.
Yeah. And I think I still tried to pour myself further into work and, you know, playing shows and kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Enneagram is? Are you familiar with that, like, personality test at all?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a 7, if y'all know what that
okay.
means.
Okay, I don't know what 7 means, but I know the test.
Basically, I, like, avoid negative emotion. I want to, like, pour myself further into work to distract
right.
myself. And so I tried that with music, and I think I just got more burnt out.
Right.
And so this last, you know, 6 months to a year or so, I've been so creative and created some of my favorite work yet, and that was Ace and this new thing that's coming.
But also cathartic, right?
So cathartic.
Because, I mean, it must be such a great thing as an artist to have this outlet to not only express what you're feeling, but to work through what it is that you're feeling. And as a result of you doing that, you end up helping so many other people who don't have that outlet.
100%.
Or also just don't have the vocabulary, meaning like just... they're so in their head about it, like they don't even know how to express what they're going through.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing for you, but it's also just a great thing to share with the world.
Oh, for sure. And the art itself bonds us too. And that's why I think as hard as it was to be so open on the Ace project and what's coming next, I think it's important because when I sit in crowds or when I perform to crowds and I go meet people afterwards and become closer to them, I'm constantly told, I lost my mom this year or, you know, this happened to me, my breakup affected me the same way. And I think if I wasn't organic and how I feel with my music, it wouldn't translate like that to people. And I think that's the whole name of the game. Whether you do rap music, hip hop music, whatever it is, if you're not being authentic with what you do, as cheesy as that sounds, nobody's going to care.
No, it's totally true. And also, I mean, it's also worth noting that in a wonderful way, can also be its own burden.
Oh, yeah, for
that
sure.
That people are really laying out.
Yeah.
Because wanting to affect and help people, great. And then people wanting to share with you, of course, amazing. But then you almost become like this... I mean, are you good at kind of like... Not keeping a barrier, I don't mean that, but like, you know, you seem like a very empathetic person as well. And I know if I had people telling me about all of their problems every day, I would just absorb it and be so sad.
I love it.
Okay, good.
I love it so much. I think it's a way for me to feel like it's validation for the art that I create. And, you know, again, like I'm trying to balance as we speak the difference between personal life and professional life, and I'm really bad at it. Like I'm just very open book.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of balance that, but I think it does give me a sort of validation when people walk up and say, my husband and I got divorced, you know, a couple of months ago, and this song, Enough to Leave, changed my life. And like, well, it's that to me, I'm like, okay, cool. So I can be vulnerable with y'all and you'll be vulnerable back to me.
Yeah. Are you ever like, what did he do?
Oh my God.
Oh,
every
yeah,
show.
I would be like that.
Every
I'd be
meet
like,
and
tell
line,
me more. I'm
oh, and they,
seated.
And they tell me.
Yeah,
there's been times,
they do.
There was a moment in my first headline tour, or I think my second, whatever, it doesn't matter, headline tour. And I was playing my song, Your Place, that's about my ex that cheated on me. And I would have a moment in the show where I would ask fans what their ex did to them, and there was some tea spilling.
I bet there was.
It was crazy. There was some that was like, like, I would put the mic out expecting, like, oh, he cheated on me. And it was like, he slept with my best friend's mom who got her pregnant. And I was like, what is happening? The South
Cougar
has some
baby.
Tea. The South has some tea. We'll just say that for sure. The yes. South can, whew.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
You don't got to tell me. Yeah. Hey, actress.
Hey.
Hey. Actress, this is exciting. On-screen debut in Marshalls.
Yeah, it was wild. It was so wild.
Is acting something that you had thought about before? How did this happen?
Yeah, I mean, well, so the role that I had in Marshalls was more, it was like music meeting screen. But yeah, so I was out in LA. Yeah. I usually live in Nashville, but I was out in LA writing some music, and I got a last minute call saying they needed a country artist for this new Yellowstone spinoff, Casey Dutton's spinoff called Marshalls, and they wanted somebody to perform in the bar, like the scene, the bar setting that they have set up on the show. So I was like, okay, sure, like what song? And they picked this deep cut off my first record called Next to You that I wrote completely by myself the morning after my Grand Ole Opry debut. Oh. And it's a deep cut, like, you know, real fans know that song, but it's not one that I would assume anybody would really know if they just, like, heard my name. They'd be like, yeah, Ashley Cook, like, probably Never Till Now or Your Place, but not Next to You. So they chose this song, and my now friend, who's the director-producer of the show, he was like, it just had this soul behind it that I really loved and wanted in the scene. So I got up and I performed for the bar. It was, like, a very TV-style performance because it was I did it 6 times on a lapel mic, like, right. Very different than what I normally would do. Had no clue if it was going to be 20 seconds, 5 seconds, like, had no clue how much was going to be in the actual show until I watched the air date. So I was just as surprised as everybody else was to see how much I was shown on the show. Like, my song carried all the way through the end of the episode. It was crazy.
Oh, that's so amazing. Exciting.
Yeah, so acting is something I definitely want to get into. And it was cool. It felt like that was kind of like a closer look to what that could look like.
So. Yeah, for sure. And also just being in that environment, you can kind of really suss out whether this is a world you want to be a part of or not.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously you shoot music videos and things like that,
yeah.
But like a big or huge show like that must feel like a whole other beast.
It's weird. It's weird, and I have so much adoration for actors because what I do, right, like it's a moment that you have on a stage with the crowd. You can't replicate it. It's just this moment that you have. And there's, you know, thousands of people watching you in that exact moment. And that's, you get off stage, you're in the green room, you're done.
Yeah.
It's like you have 20 crew with you watching you on a screen in this, you know, room that looks like outside. And all of a sudden, then 8 million people watch it one day. It's so weird. Like, it's a weird...
TV's a whole other thing,
it's so
it?
Weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird, and it's... Yeah, it's just different. But it's, I have so much respect for it. And my sister's an actress, and I love seeing her do what she does, and... Yeah, it's something I think I'd love to get into. Music is my number one always, but I don't know. It's like, why not?
Well, why not? Yeah, exactly.
Get into some acting stuff.
Your sister, would we have seen her in stuff?
Maybe. She's been in some like smaller films.
Okay.
She's been in acting since she was a kid, but kind of newly is really diving further into it.
Right.
But she was in a movie. She would kill me for this because I don't think she likes her performance in the movie. I don't know if I can say that, but whatever. I think she killed it. I think she did so good in it. But, you
Let's
know, we're our own worst
then.
Critics. But it's called Always a Winner. It's like a golf movie. I think she did
a
so good.
A golf movie?
Yeah, I think she killed it. But
okay.
Yeah. You know, we're all our own worst critics. I'm sure there's songs that I'd be like,
sure.
I hate that song.
Sure. Are you a bad critic of yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you
sure.
really get in your head about stuff after you've done it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think every artist does.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one of the beautiful parts about music is that we get to write what's real to us.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the fact, you have to kind of stare down the barrel of what you just created and realize that the world's going to know about it
like,
a year
Lord,
after.
Am I really going to tell people this?
Yeah. And also, you know, life is still moving. I'm in my 20s. Dating is messy and I'm writing all about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I am in relationships, out of relationships, and I write about it. And then the song's out a year after we broke up. And it's like, everybody's like, are they still together? It, you know, it's just the nature of the moving target of art.
Yeah, of course. It's life.
Yeah.
It's life. Life is messy.
Yeah. And so I just think about, do I want to say that? Like, do I want to talk about him like this? Or
do you think about, like, he's just driving on the street one day, you know, going out to get some milk and the
milk,
radio's
some
on?
Milk.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the guy that I wrote Your Place about for sure knew that song was about him. And I hope that he does hear it because he sucks. You know?
Yeah, because he needs to know.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it ain't your place.
For sure.
Sucky guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sucky guy. You sucky guy. I mean, whatever. I think he deserved it. He cheated on me, so
yeah,
bye.
Listen, you do it, you're going to have a number one song written about you.
Exactly. But, you know, it's the nuance in between that gets a little tough. It's, you know, when you're like, well, we were talking, but then we weren't talking. And then you wrote a song about it. And, yeah. You know, I'd love to take a coffee with Taylor Swift and pick her brain about how she deals with it because
yeah,
you want to write what's real.
She don't care.
She don't care. No. Maybe I should just not care.
Yeah, don't care. Don't care. It's
I'm
your
gonna
art.
Care, but I, you know.
Yeah, you can say you don't care.
For sure. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Before I let you go, last year you did Friends in Low Places with Jelly Roll, I saw.
Yeah.
You and Jelly sang Friends
yes,
in Low Places.
Yes, the song. Yes. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Jelly was
like,
just
what is that?
Inducted into the Grand Ole Opry.
He was, yeah. I'm so proud
this
of him.
Week. Garth Brooks is coming over to the UK.
I saw that.
Later this
yeah.
year. As so Garth cool. Brooks, is it that song? Is it Garth? Is it both?
Well, I mean, Garth is a legend.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I think he's one of the best performers to ever do it in our genre, but... No, that was a festival. I think that was Country Thunder. I forget where it was. Maybe
yeah,
it was
just
Compton?
I saw it online, and it just seemed yeah. like it was great to see like this, you guys doing it together.
Yeah, it was a good time. Country music, the family is just insane. Like mm-hmm. I really feel like everybody just wants to support each other.
Yeah.
There's obviously some tea and you know drama that always happens
Let's
in the industry.
Let's talk about that.
Oh God, nope. Moving on.
Let's write a song about that and release it.
But you know, I really just feel like a lot of the time, country music is one big family, and yeah. I've experienced a lot of that in the industry from like Big Brother sorts, like Jelly Roll.
Mm.
And that festival was, I performed earlier in the day. Funny enough, earlier in the day. Another friend of mine, Angie Kay. I don't know if y'all know her. She's amazing.
I love
She's wonderful.
Angie Kay.
Yeah, she was performing earlier in the day, or was supposed to perform, but then her set got rained out. Mm-hmm. So I pulled her on stage with me to sing, you know, a cover mashup with me, and that was a fun thing. And then later in the night, Jelly was like, hey, come hop up and sing Friends in Low Places. So it really is
And
like,
did you know Jelly?
Yeah, yeah. We've been
right.
friends. Funny enough, Jelly was one of the first people to ever really give a damn about my music. Like, my Opry debut... Again, like pretty early in my career, I think it's before Your Place even was written, like very early on, I was backstage with Jelly. And he walked up to me and started singing my song, Getting Into, to me. He was like, I can burn it down, be a down. And I was like, why do you know this song? And not to discount the fact that, you know, my team and everybody was pushing yeah. the song, but it was like, you
Did
are
you say
Jelly
like
Roll.
That? Why do
yes.
you know
I
this
said,
song?
I said, why do you know this song? And he was like, I'm a huge fan. I was like, thank you, Mr. Roll. I appreciate you. Like, that really means a lot to me. But it means a lot because
yeah.
he's somebody who doesn't care about the stats, what's going on in the industry, the hype, the, you know, whatever, the shiny penny of the moment. He
yeah.
just cares about good music, good people, and, like, wants to let you know that.
Mm.
So he's a champion. He's the bomb.
Yeah, it's so nice that country music is so supportive.
So supportive.
Of each other and, like, Truly. Celebrating each other's successes.
Truly. And it's not just, like, for
and
show.
And bringing everybody along with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see
I
that
mean,
a lot.
Legitimately... Some of my best friends are fellow artists, truly. And it's so fun to get to say that because we all get to bond over it. And it's not just for show. It's not just like
yeah.
supportive for the sake of, you know, whatever. Like we actually go to dinner. We actually hang out. We actually call each other when stuff hits the fan. We actually are friends. And it's cool. It's really cool.
Well, you get to see loads of your friends this weekend
yes,
at
I'm
C2C.
So excited.
And hopefully loads of your friends in the audience as well because I know everybody is so excited to have you back. It's so great that you're back in the UK. Please keep coming.
I would love that.
Great.
Maybe soon.
Yeah, maybe we'll ride the tube together.
Let's ride the tube.
We can read.
We can I do love to read, so we can read.
We both love to read.
We can not talk.
And we both have somewhere to be. So we'll just sit on the tube and read.
We'll just sit on the tube and read. That sounds so lovely. I would love that so much.
Yeah. See you soon.
That sounds like a plan.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.